Man, probably a fun fact on me is that I like to read. Like I like to read. That's a lost art nowadays. Oh, my great uncle is Jesse Owens. He won 4 gold medals in 1936.
I always want to leave people with this, man, to all the viewers and everybody out there, man. Make sure you guys finish the story. Make sure you guys finish your journey because somebody's going to need it.
Yeah. All you got to do is push the back button. That's all you got to do. Push the back button.
Try not to think about the future too much so you can maximize the now.
Who's your favorite rap artist?
Man, to be honest, it's crazy. Tupac always been my number one, right? Like he got me through so much stuff, but Lil Wayne has been in the modern day.
I said, what does it really take? What does it really take to be great, Drew? And he looked at me and he was like, you really want to know? And he was like, to be honest, everything you did to get here, you need to be consistent times 10.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Sports Chatter Show. It's your boy, Coach Lee. Man, it's Tuesday night, 3 days away from the weekend. Count them down, please. And we're back at it like we're mad at it. And it's time to run one with your guys. With that being said, I think I got a little birdie told me. No, you know he here as always. What's up to my boy, Uncle Leroy Jr.?
Hey, thank y'all. This your dude, Uncle Leroy. Don't say the Leroy without the Junior. And we back on this Tuesday with a Sports Chatter Show, the only show where we talk about the hottest topics and the hottest posts from our members in our Facebook group. Man, how's it going today?
Man, it's Tuesday. Your boy looking forward to the weekend, like I said at the beginning. You know how I like to do it around these here parts?
Hey, facts, man. Look, I had me some tacos, so, you know, it's feeling like Tuesday. But look, before we get this day started, man, you know, I got the ride music going on. So today, look, you're going to hit that, going to tap that vein one time, and we're going to play that some DMX right now. Let's get that. What you know about that? We did a band. Hold on. Stop. Drop. All right, let's kill that. Go ahead, welcome me on the Sports Chatter Show, man. Look, tell me what you know about that DMX.
Man, though it takes me back, man. Like we were talking about earlier, I remember I was an angry dude back then. Rolled up to the stoplight, had the 12s banging. Oh, folks rolling up their windows. What that made me do? Crank it up even louder.
Oh, so you
now I'm going around playing with grandkids. Y'all was real disrespectful with it. And now I'm running around playing with the grandkids.
Hey, look. Hey man, look, go figure. That's how it happened, man. So look, I'm glad I met the grandpa Coach Lee and not the stop, drop, shoot about, talk shit, angry man.
Yeah, man. We came down a lot, dog. Yeah. Sorry about that. Can't be a fool forever, right?
Hey, well, you know, someone gets paid for being a fool. Everyone gotta be a fool, so. Glad you didn't sign. Glad Jones had an expiration date, though, because
no court yet, no man.
Right, homie, don't play that.
But, man, we got a couple of hot topics tonight. You know, one thing we noticed today in the group, man, it was a lot of sports chatter, pun intended, going on today.
Nice.
But, man, if you're not in the group, y'all got to get up in there, man. I was trying to go through my day, but every time I look up, that's an interesting topic. It was a lot of conversations going on in there today.
Facts. You know what? So let's clap it up for them. Everybody in the group, we're gonna clap it up for y'all. You know, appreciate y'all. You know, now if y'all ask and make it to our show, you know, it'll be much more appreciated.
Slackers. Well, man, let's get up in it, man. First thing we got up for tonight, we're gonna call this bad boy delusion. This one pertains to, let me see, who posted this? Maurice posted this. And this is Rudy Gobert and his crazy self talking about, I would lock his ass up, referring to the great Shaquille O'Neal. Man, what is Rudy smoking out there in Utah?
Hey man, you just said there's a lot of some unknown exotic out there in Utah, man.
And I think he prefaced it by saying, this is prime Shaq. This ain't Shaq right now. He said he would lock up prime Shaq that nobody could handle back then.
Hey, agreed. You know, but this guy, where's he from? France. He's from France. He's France. He's a French descent. So, I mean, he's doing something that, something more than just smoking that local peyote out there in Utah. But, I mean, they have two totally different games. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to just jump right in there and just say, like, you know, that's two totally different games because, you know, Shaq dominated the game. He was a big guy. Back when, you know what, you going to get, you know, you had to get big down below. You know, he talking about big cactus. You know what I'm saying? The Mighty Martian. But I mean, you know, he does have like a similar physique far as height wise. You know, they both 7-footers, but that's it.
That's the only thing they got in common.
That's it.
Man, Rudy need to sit down, because if I'm not mistaken. And I ain't even saying that because I'm a Mavs supporter, but he had trouble handling the Mavs, and he got no big man.
That part.
They just said, here, we're going to let you handle the ball in the post. You can't do nothing with it. He is strictly defense.
And who else is – who's the number one person on Utah?
Donovan Spider.
Exactly.
He's not even the best person on his team. He talking about probably some might argue the greatest center of all time.
Thank you. Like, are you seriously talking? You know what I'm saying? Like, we know you just, I think they call that clout chasing. That's what they call that. Yeah, because.
And that in all cap. I don't think he can handle Shaq right now. 50-year-old Shaq.
Hey, man, shit, you ever seen them elbows from Shaq? Like I said last night, Shaq move, catch the rebound, coming with the elbow. That little French man, he can't handle that type of action.
Nope, not at all, brother, not at all.
So let's see. Uh-huh.
And look at some of these comments we got here, man. So Nathaniel said, too small, man, got to get his weight up. We spoke about too light Nas. Jock says, if he called the police, Gobert is a clown from Bobby. What a video of Shaq dunking an old boy and pushing him down. That's what Rudy would look like. That's true. And it's right there. That was funny. This is funny, man. It's probably one of my favorite Shaq moves of all time. Ah, get on me, little dude. Dude got mad, threw the ball at him. Yeah, Rudy.
I remember that.
That's what would happen to you, Rudy. All of that.
That's funny. That's too funny.
I looked at something, you know, just out of comparison. Just, you know, I'm a stats guy. I like to do stats. So, Rudy's been in the league. It looks like 9 years now, right? Yeah. He's been in the league 9 years. Shaq played 19. And during that time frame, Shaq, 4 championships to none. Shaq made the playoffs 17 times to Rudy's 6. And Rudy already played half his seasons. And Shaq already got almost 3 times the playoff appearances. All-star games, 15-3. MVPs 1-none, finals MVPs 3-none. But this is the one that stood out to me. All NBA first team. Shaq had 8. Gobert got goosey.
Right.
And you talking about holding him, locking him down? No, that ain't gonna happen, man.
Like, I want to know what actually made him decide to say that.
He's right. Trying to stay relevant because he already gone fish.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, come on now. This is what we're doing. Like, so this is what we do. You want to poke the bear. Someone like everyone knows that, you know, you don't, like you said, you don't much have the stat line to even match it. You don't much have the clout on your team.
Not at all. The Spider thing. I think he's going to be the one that's going to be out this year.
Who, Rudy?
Mm-hmm. Because those two can't coexist. They're not going to win nothing. They got to add the cup bait on one of them.
Facts. Facts. I mean, because, you know, if he, you know, he's definitely making claims like this. And, you know, like, one thing I'm a big, like, how can I put this? You know, shout out to, you know, to the international players. But, you know, I think that they, the league, the NBA tries hard for them. You know, they try to make their success a whole lot easier and make it a little more, you know, like, flashier than the regular people because, you know, what has Rudy done?
Nothing. Not a damn thing. Now, we're going to check out this clip real fast. This is Shaq responding to him. Shaq, to me, one of the greatest of all times, man.
Can't hear it.
No audio?
There might be some.
Oh, it's extremely low. Well, we're going to bump that back. But Shaq pretty much said, you know, hey, I'm not really hating on the dude. What I'm actually doing is trying to motivate him. I'm just speaking facts. There's no disrespect. Cause Shaq, you know, pretty much just like he said about Donovan Mitchell, you know, you can't call yourself great when you don't play like you're great. Great step up and when it's time to be great. And that last series, they were not great to a team that they probably should have beat.
That part, I mean, you know, because the Jazz are a really good team, you know, and that's the thing, like you said, you know, greats know when it, you know, when it's crunch time, they know they look for the ball, they don't run, you know, like that's what they do, you know, so, and he never played up to that caliber, you know, caliber. So I think, you know, it's a safe bet to say, you know, I don't know what's going on.
it's something definitely going on, man, because this is the same dude that the team almost had anarchy against him a couple of years ago with the COVID. He was like making fun of it. Oh, COVID's not that serious, blah, blah, blah. Touching all over the microphones and stuff. And then I think within 48 hours, it was the outbreak on the team.
Yes, I remember that.
It's the same cat.
Yeah, he is what, patient zero?
Yeah. So he's a little different. He's a little weird. Like I say, I think, you know, I try not to hate on international players, but I think he's that definition of the European player being soft. He get in his feelings, he want to overreact and get all emotional and stuff. But you know, France is the country of love.
Hey, exactly. How is the home of the French kiss? I guess.
Well, man, we time for our first break of the day, huh?
Yeah, I think it is.
I'm going to start. We was doing the OTSBS show.
Well, I'm glad you didn't play that little clip.
But, man, we're going to take our first break for tonight. Y'all hang tight with your boys. We be back by 15:20. I'll let you.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's cornerback Delvin Bro here from your favorite team, New Orleans Saints. I just want to grade on and give a shout out to STWF Media for allowing me to come on and talk about my testimony, my story, and also talk fantasy football. I just want to say thank you, man, for the honor. I appreciate you, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in tonight at 7:30 Central Time. Bro Show out.
Diggity, diggity, diggity. All right. Man, so next up we got
we're back. Like you ready to jump right into it?
You know, we got ready to jump right in it, dog. Cause you know why I'm ready to jump right in it? My squad play tonight, and what we got going on right now, playoff ball is happening. That's what we're talking about tonight. So probably, you know, a lot of people know, you know, your boy's a big Luka man, but you know, at the end of the day, my favorite current player right now is Ja Morant of the Memphis Grizzlies. I have to admit, if I gotta watch a Mavs game and Ja's playing at the same time, it's gonna make it a hard decision. I might have to watch Ja, man.
Hey, you know I'm a big fan of you know, Ja Morant, because of course, you know, every time he has a big game, he does it gritty.
Every time, like a true player should.
Just so, like that.
This one, he had some harsh criticism. If you haven't been keeping up with, you know, their playoff series, Golden State went up last night. They're up now 3-1. But Ja got hurt. He got hurt, man. And he had some choice words. He says, they trying to take me out, dog. They don't want none of me. Pooh tried to bust my knee. I'm telling y'all, they're scared of me. They look like me, like I'm Allen Iverson and Kobe Bryant in one. That's kind of some all-time greats he's comparing himself to. What do you think about that?
I mean, you know, like, you can't lie. He has been taking over the game. He's been changing the game. He's been very dominant, you know, through the playoffs and through the regular season. You know, and he's, you know, and it's shown. Like, so I think he has been getting his Kobe Bryant on. But I made a comment similarly to about this a couple weeks ago. And I was saying, like, man, Ja Morant is, you know, one of the best players in the game, if not, you know. And one guy, you know, he responded telling me, he was like, it's still early. You know?
It's still early, but if you see greatness, you know greatness when you see it.
I mean, we seen greatness in D-Rose.
Yeah. And that's good you mentioned that. That's what worries me about his game. It's that explosive game. You know, he's attacking the basket. You know, but man, as we saw D Rose, man, them injuries took his toll on dog, man. He, you know, knees busted up, hamstring issues. And that's my only fear with Ja, because he plays so violent that he may end up in that same area.
Agree. That's definitely, it's a soft spot in his game, but you know, that's his game. You know, he's very dominant.
That's what got him there.
Exactly. You know, he likes to attack the basketball. I mean, attack the goal.
So, North Texas says, to be honest, it do seem like he getting on his Kobe-ish. I'm a Ja fan, but he's an op right now, coming from Dominique. Dominique support them Golden State Warriors, boy.
Hey, shout out to D, man. He, you know, I bet 20, I lost 25 to him because I was on that Ja Morant train for game one, and they lost, and won game two. I was like, God dog it.
Bobby says still, what do you say? Still a sucker move by Pooh. Hopefully Clark gets him. Then of course here come the bet part. He loves the bet, man. So if you haven't seen it, I don't think it was a dirty move, but if I'm not mistaken, Pooh is the same guy that fractured Gary Payton Jr.'s elbow, if I'm not mistaken. Am I right? No, I'm wrong. It was Brooks that did that. Okay. So, Poole's getting a little bit of flack. I did see a video where he's holding on to the ball, Clay calling for it, and he didn't pass the ball to him, and Clay just like, oh, man, what are we doing here? So, if there's a chink in the Golden State armor, it's that. But got a little bit of a video here. Hopefully the audio comes through on this one.
Uh-oh. I'm trying to see who that is that's tapped in with. Who's hanging out with? Drop your name.
Yeah, I mean, it was a basketball play. We doubled him, and I hit the ball, and I was going for the ball. I mean, obviously, you don't want to see anybody get hurt. I'm not even that type of player. I respect everybody. So, I mean, obviously, hopefully we get better. Hopefully he gets better, and, you know, we can see him out there in this game, but. No, I don't even play like that for real. That's not my type of game.
So he's actually saying, you know, why is this still playing in the background?
Hey, that was a shout out to our guy too, man. He's tapped in with him. I see.
Oh, that's
two.
What's up, man? So and as it came out today after that particular injury. It was reported he's got a bone bruise and he's doubtful for the remainder of the playoffs. You know, they're down 3-1. They're playing Golden State. You know, it might have been an uphill battle anyway. I will probably say, you know, rest them up. Because I think they did go like 26-5 or 26-4 or something crazy when he was out during the regular season. They still were able to win without him, but obviously he's the best player on the team. You'd rather have him out there than during crunch time like this. Because now it's an elimination game. Want to go home.
It's over for him, man. The fat lady that sung, the cows that came home, the ex-wife that came back and got the divorce papers, man. It's over for them, man.
Two said they was robbed last night. Elaborate, man, for some of us that didn't see the game last night. How was they robbed, man?
They lost.
L is an L. Ain't no asterisk in them shits.
Hey, exactly. You talking to a Saints fan that, hey, I still to this day, I start cussing when I see Diggs and I even see Minnesota. Even when I see Miracle, they almost have to be all in the same sentence. Minnesota Miracle, I'll be cussing.
The police refs. Yeah, those refs, man. They've been something else, but, you know, I think they're trying to keep the games from getting chippy. Because there seems like it's some blood boiling between that series. We see how the Mavs-Suns series is going. I'm ain't no telling what's going to happen tonight. And the West Side has been very, very entertaining this year. And I think in the Heat series, Jimmy got into it with somebody. He hit the spread, though. Won't you send your boy something, man? But yeah, man. So we're gonna see, you know, Ja, though they, you know, like everybody says, they done. You say the fat lady, she don't sing and they came and took all the furniture out the house and whatnot. So it's over with. They already gone fishing. Luka versus Lil Wayne freestyle battle. You know what? Let's keep it half and half. Half of the challenge, the freestyle battle, the other half, one-on-one game. The tiebreaker, put some boxing gloves on them. Well, yeah, man. So we're going to take our last break for tonight. And this one's kind of funny. I know you're going to have something to say about this next topic. But it is what it is, dog. But we'll be back in about 15-20.
Guys, it's your boy Gritty checking in. This Friday I'm live with STWF Media, man. Little interview coming soon with everybody. Y'all tune in. We got some big coming. Let's get it.
All right, my brother. You ready for the finish line, fam?
Yes, sir. Just like that, we back on our last segment of the Sports Chatter Show. The only show where we talk about hot topics in our group, man. So we got two so far. So now we're on our last one. So who's got the number one, one of the number one topics in our group? Is it Godfrey Williams?
Probably.
You know,
he always comes with some high fire. He's pretty opinionated. He's a writer. Check out his book on Amazon.
Facts. America is the next corporation. Oh, no, America is a corporation.
That's true. Definitely is. We ain't gonna talk about that. I'm gonna run out on a tangent, man. But hey, last topic of the night. Is there enough room? We want to know if there's enough room. So those of us who are currently residing in North Texas, the mayor of Dallas came out, and this is from my partner in crime, Uncle Leroy. He posted the story of the Dallas mayors think the city can host a second NFL team alongside the Cowboys.
Hey, clap it up for this young fella, man. I like that.
Here we go. Here we go. Yes. Anything to dilute the product.
Exactly. We want water with it.
But, bruh, when I saw that at first, I was like, man, hell no. Get it up out of here. But then I thought about it. It's enough people here, and you got to think a lot of people that live here now are not from here.
That's true.
Cowboys ain't their favorite team. They might want to come here, re-identify, and grow with a new team. And I think they could support two teams. Will it ever happen? Not as long as Mr. Burns still alive. but I heard it.
You heard what today?
But I heard today he was more speaking of, and this is why I started getting sold on him more and more. He spoke to a second NFL franchise, so he wants the same quality, but a AFL team. I think that would be cool. So you really don't have to pick between. You can still have you can be a local and have an AFL and an AFL, AFC and an NFC team.
You think that's a good idea?
For variety? Yeah. Well, you know what? You know your boy. I'm a Cowboy fan, but I'm not a delusional Cowboy fan. We've been putting out bullshit product for almost 30 years, man. Maybe that will make him do what he needs to do and stop just cashing checks. Stop people still going to the game, still buying gear and stuff. If he has some competition right in his backyard, it might make him and his son. And everybody talk about Jerry. I'm telling y'all, I see the writing on the wall. Y'all better hope Steven don't take over the team. That dude is cheap.
Well, I mean, I'm going to say this. So since when do you think it was the Dallas Cowboys, you know, whole, you know, scope was to win?
When was it?
Yeah.
When he first came in the league and he didn't know no better?
Exactly. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, Dallas is a good product. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you know, they sell. Like, they sell. Dallas sell is noticeable. So, you know, why would they put another team in there? Because now, you know, like you said, it forces the hand of Jerry Jones. But to do what? You put a second team here. Wait, put that second team in New Orleans.
Yeah. I like that. I like that idea.
Well, we do have a second team. It's called LSU in New Orleans. But, yeah, I mean, that, you know, that wouldn't – I don't think that idea would work out well out here because, you know, like you say, one thing that happens is there's a lot of people that's not from here. And we look forward to the Dallas Cowboys playing our team.
That's a valid point. That's a valid point.
And when and where would you put this team at? In which city? You going to put them in Irvin?
You know, that's good. I say I saw your part that you said throw him in Oak Cliff. I like that.
Right. I mean, but he said name him Oak Cliff. Like, yeah, I like that. But still, what, you know, where's the infrastructure to support that? Because shout out to Jerry Jones with his smart ass. He demolished the old stadium. So where is an NFL compatible stadium?
Well, you're starting out from the bottom. They got the Cotton Bowl. It's only used by two or three times a year.
But that's not an NFL-ready stadium. So, hey, shout out to my brother, man, Darnell, hanging out with us. That's bam, 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 bam. Appreciate you.
What's happening? Cool. Appreciate you. That's what I'm talking about. We count on him every night. He be hanging out with your boys. Appreciate you.
Hey, look, get that. Look, drink a beer for me right now. Look, I know he's probably somewhere with a beer. Cheers. Hooray, beer. Red strike.
So first comment on this was from yours truly. Yes, sir. Hopefully they take away that America's team from the current North Texas team. We don't even claim that, man. Man, we don't never want that, man. Godfrey says, you know Jerry Jones is a god in Dallas. Yeah, unfortunately he is. And AD says, only if they call it Oak Cliff. I likes that. And then Jimmy says, this dude is an idiot. Jerry already working on getting him ousted. I can see that. Yeah, Jerry, like, you know, he like to make people disappear, they say, man. Man, I don't know. I think that'll be interesting. It's between Dallas and Fort Worth. What's it like, 8, 9, 10 million people here now? Including all the surrounding suburbs and stuff. So it's enough people here to support two teams. You know, you got two in L.A.
That is true. But like Darnell said, Jerry Jones owns Dallas. So who's going to have enough sway or, you know, who's going to even vote? Because, you know, you got to vote for a new team to come in. So how the fans are going, you know, the fans won't accept that.
Nah, they not. And a lot of people probably don't realize it. Jerry got his hand in so many other franchises, man. Most of the other stadiums, they concessions, they get the, they do their concessions through Jerry Jones and the Steinbrenner family's vending concession company. I think it's Hall of Fame concessions or something like that. So at the end of the day, man, I don't know if he kind of got too much power, I would think. It would be cool, but he kind of got too much power. But I can only see it one way. And like I say, as long as Jerry's alive, now Steven may go the other route. And he may say, you know what? I'm going to go on to tell you and allow that to happen. To take some of the pressure off of him, because by that time, it probably been about 35 years since we won one. But at the end of the day, as long as Jerry alive, it ain't happening. I know when there was some rumors circulating, when the Saints practiced in San Antonio and played in San Antonio for a little bit of time, he was like, ah, y'all here, but now you got to go back home. He didn't like San Antonio having access to the Saints like that, because he feels like all of Texas except for Houston is Cowboy country, and that includes Arkansas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, and probably half of Arizona. All that's Cowboy country. So all he worried about is bottom line. I think the only way that he would allow it to happen is if he had a chance to put his money to make money off of it, which I don't see that happening. So sorry, Mr. Mayor. Not going to happen, guy. Not going to happen.
I think the mayor might be out way before the actual before a new team comes in.
Actually, he might have got himself. They're probably not going to vote for him next. Hey, man, all the old heads, they take that Cowboy serious. If you either love him or hate him. Yeah, you're right, Darnell. He said he stayed in Arkansas. They like Dallas. That is like Dallas 2.0, especially in that Little Rock area, man. Even Little Rock, all the way up to Rogers.
And he said in Texarkansas. Not, you know, so he stayed on the boat side. So he experienced it really, 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 really bad.
Yeah. That's true. But it's Jerry, man. You gotta, as a fan, I'm tired of that. But as a football, I like to consider myself as a historian. I get it. He's done a lot for the game in the short time that he's had. So it is what it is, man. Well, bruh, good show tonight, man. Good show, jolly good show.
Hey, okay, thank you. Cheerio there, young chap. Thank you. You have any great poo-poo?
We got shout outs, my brother.
Hey, definitely gotta give a shout out to my big bro, man. Thank you for hanging out with us, man. Always much love. We got Tube hanging out with us. He tapping out, you know what I'm saying, hanging out with us in the in the chats. You know, can't wait till he pull a seat up back up with us. But you know, we definitely support you, brother. We with you. Shout out to everybody that's supporting the brand, man. Like I said, we got a lot of good stuff coming up. We're changing our location, you know. Things are working out, you know, paperwork is going through, so we about to get a studio, so just put that out there. Wait, D-Say, answer my damn question. Wait, hold on, what's your question? Who going to be the Saints QB? God damn you. But look, I was just giving you a shout. Even know.
They don't even know. But you know who it's going to be. Them W's, baby, them W's.
Man. I'm gonna go if I gotta answer that question right now, I'm gonna go on air and say it will be the Red Baron, Andy Dalton.
He's gonna beat him out. Watch. He's gonna beat him out.
Yes. I mean, because you know, you look at the style of play, you know, it's a similar style of play that he came from, he's used to it. So I think that'll be Andy Dalton's team.
I'm worried.
Yeah, I'm worried. Thanks, big bro. Same here, man. Same here. Wait, oh, the chat going live. They say Rick James gonna be the QB of Smokey Robinson. You know what? Y'all getting blocked.
Hey, it's gonna be Stevie Wonder. You get the same results. I'm just saying.
You know what? Oh, y'all. But hey, man, we got to wait and see. So, you know, it's football season coming up. Can't wait to that. But, you know, y'all stay tapped in. We appreciate y'all. That's all I got for shout-outs.
Hey, appreciate y'all hopping in here with us tonight. Darnell, Two, we see you. Marie Cruz, we see you. Appreciate y'all. Hey, make sure you got here tomorrow, 7:30. Hopefully, when you get here tomorrow, your boy going to be celebrating because we up 3-2. That's going to handle our business tonight, Mavs. MFFL, baby. Holla at your boys tomorrow, 7:30 sharp. Take care of yourself. Peace.